Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last game, these guys ran like 170 yards to your right side. And, you know, Kelce spots up and things like that. How important is play recognition going this time around?
Yes, very important. You know, definitely in the playoffs. And I think everything is important there. So, you know, all we got to do is just learn from our mistakes last time. You know, we looking forward to the challenge. And, you know, just it starts with us, man. How we prepare, how we practice. And just making sure we all locked in and making sure that we all know our assignments out there, making sure we playing the same defense. And like I said, communication is going to be big.
Right. And I know you can care less about the outside noise. And, you know, y'all went out there and shut down one of the top rushing attacks in the NFL. But, you know, the expert narrative, again, the Bills can't stop the run every week. How does that get this team extra juiced up?
I mean, you know, we look forward to challenges, man. Anytime, you know, you get doubt, I mean, that's what motivates me. And I'm pretty sure a lot of guys can speak for that as well. So, I mean, we can't really control what other people think about us. All we can do is, you know, put our foot down, man, come out to practice and improve and work. I mean, that's the biggest thing is work, grind. And, I mean, you go out there and just whatever you do at practice is going to translate to the game. So we put it in throughout the week.
Absolutely. Good luck, Mr. Savage.
Appreciate you.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Tremaine, how would you say you would go about preparing for a guy like Travis Kelce in a big matchup like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, depending on, you know, what the game plan is, I mean, different calls is going to come for different type of preparation. But, I mean, you just really do the stuff that got you to this point. However you prepare throughout the week, obviously it's different guys with different traits and different skill sets. But at the same time, I mean, whatever your preparation is, you just have to translate it over to the guy that you're going against or whoever it may be, not just him. I mean, just the whole offense in general. So he's a great player, as we all know. So, like I said, I think the biggest thing is just take how you prepare and just translate it over now.
Hi, Tremaine. This Sunday, how vital will your team's run defense be against the Chiefs? And what does your team take away from the previous meeting and build on that for Sunday?
Like I said, the biggest thing is just, you know, coming out this week at practice and continuing to dial in on the details that we have, you know, the game plan that we have and just continue to get better. You know, I think a lot of guys are excited. I'm pretty sure a lot of guys are excited. I mean, if you can't get excited for this, you know, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, just the biggest thing is just come out throughout the week and just put that work in. I mean, you know, when you put it in throughout the week, you have to it's only right that you're confident going into the game. So that's what we're doing now. You know, we worry about can't really worry about everything, outside noise and stuff like that. So we know we got going on inside the building and just continue to work and get better.
Is there anything in particular with the Chiefs run defense that you have to focus on, with the Chiefs run game that you as a defense have to focus on?
I mean, you know, when you talk about the run game, a lot of different things comes up. So, you know, I think that kind of stuff is just, we talk about it as a group, talk about it as a defense and just dial in on those details.
Tremaine, Mike Giardi, NFL Network. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So I'm doing a story on Leslie Frazier, and I asked this to Jordan Poyer. I want to ask you as well. Does he ever yell?
he does sometimes. I respect Coach Frazier a whole lot, man. He's a great coach. And, you know, I don't think you have to yell to earn that respect from guys. I'm pretty sure everybody on the team respects him. You know, he's a great man, you know, even off the field, you know, even a greater person. So as far as yelling, though, I mean, he has his own way of yelling, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a, he gets his point across without having to raise his voice too much. But at the same time, you know, he's you know exactly what he's meaning, you know, when he's saying it and with his tone and his voice. But like I said, man, I have a whole lot of respect for Coach Frazier, man. Great coach.
There's only now one remaining head coaching vacancy. And I know you don't want to lose your guy, but I'm just curious, having been around him, what do you think would make Leslie, or why do you think he would be a great head coach?
Like I said, I mean, he's a great person, even great coach for sure, but even a better person. And I think that's the biggest thing, is earning that respect from your players. And like I said, everybody respects Coach Frazier here and, know, the way he goes about his business. And I mean, he's very educated in the game. I mean, obviously he played before, and just his knowledge of the game, man, speaks for itself. So like I said, a lot of respect for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.